back on that, because in light of what God shared with us last week, so in summary from last week then, a little bit, just quick, what one thing that stuck out with me with last week's sharing and going back to the tongue the week before that, and then the teaching time last week, is I still get this picture. I don't know who had the interpretation, but this picture of Jesus weeping over Jerusalem and weeping over us and saying there's more, and weeping over us and to spur us on. And again, not upset and angry, but just this, oh, there's more. And now with this, all these interpretations, and with what John just shared, this place of come into the throne room. We are called to be people who live by the Spirit, not just in our souls and in our own understanding, but we are called to enter in. And just this place of, oh, let's enter in. Let's enter in. So last night, I had a dream. And I woke up this morning and saying, Lord, is this what you want me to speak on? And now things are piecing together. I love it. Because I came here and I was like, I'm not sure how this is going to work. I don't know if this is from the Lord or not, but I see it starting to piece together. And like I said, part of the dream was this place of, this is what I believe. This is what I believe. And it went through the creed. Like, it went through all these things that we believe. And this place of, it was really interesting, and I've shared this before many, many times, of know what you believe and know why you believe it. And we need to be people who are in the Word and understand the Word and understand what God is saying. And I've had a few conversations with people recently about being in the Word of God and just spending quantity time in the Word of God. And it wasn't just one conversation. I've had a few like this recently. And just knowing what you believe, knowing why you believe it, being able to be founded in the Word of God. And I've talked with so many people and listened to so many talks and that on online, where what people believe is based on, often it's just based on their feelings. Well, why do you believe that? Well, I just feel that. I just think I really know it's true. And it's, no, it has to be deeper than that. And even in the church, and again, I don't know where everyone is coming from, and even like all of our backgrounds, those of us who are part of Emmanuel Grace, I know many of your backgrounds come from similar background to mine, and this place of not understanding or not being taught in the things of the Spirit, not being taught that God speaks, not being taught about tongues. And here we are trying to, okay, Lord, we're going to go for it. We don't know exactly what we're doing, but we see it there in Scripture. And not understanding, and yet not having that stop us, right? Not being afraid, but stepping out in what we believe, stepping into the things that God is showing us. And when we see it in the Word of God, we just step out into it. And so, okay, Lord, I need to understand what I believe and be able to articulate, I want, at least to myself. And then why do I believe it? Being founded in the Word of God. And quite frankly, that is why we have come to many of the conclusions that we've come to, or all of the conclusions that we've come to, but some of those conclusions go directly against, or at least not directly against, but against what we are raised in, at least in practice. Well, why? Because this is what I see in the Word of God. This is what I see. I've shared before, and I know that it's not an original line. Bill Johnson, that's where I first heard it, but it's this place of, this is what I see Jesus doing, and this is what I see the Word of God saying, and I'm not going to do it as well as him, but I'm going to try. I know I'm going to fail miserably many times. I know it's not going to look great, but I'm going to try because this is what I see. And so that's why with prophetic words and with tongues and with healing, you know, we're still, I believe God heals. Have I seen God heal in a super miraculous way? Like, have I seen the eyes of the blind? No. Like, see? No. Have I seen people who are deaf being able to hear? No. I've seen one, what I would call, absolutely miraculous miracle, and even that is like, well, maybe it was just coincidence, because a person was in, I've shared that before, they were in the ICU and they were calling the family in, you know, come say your goodbyes, she's going to die tonight. And I was invited, like, as pastor, I went, and so in the ICU, usually they only allow one or two people in the room, but there was 10, 20 people around, because everyone was saying goodbye. All the rules go out the window when the doctors have given up hope, because they want to accommodate the families and love on the families and that. I was praying all the way there, and we prayed there, and many people were praying, and this person made a miraculous turnaround, and all of a sudden only one or two people were allowed in the room again. And she recovered fully. That's the only miracle I've seen. And I don't understand why we don't see more. I don't. I always look at Lil when we talk about healing, because I know it's so much on her heart, and I think a part of your calling. I don't understand it, but we're going to keep trying. We're going to keep praying. We're going to keep praying for people to be healed. We're going to keep asking for God for visions and dreams, even though I'm sure we get a lot of things wrong. I'm sure of it. How do I know? Because we're just trying. Like, we're just starting. But we see it in the Word. And it has to be founded in the Word. What we see in the Word, we walk out. Lord, I'm committed to walking it out. And what I hear God saying, and again, from the tongue a few weeks ago, and weeping over us, and this place of, oh, I have so much for you. My grace is sufficient for you. That was another word that was given, right? And it's like, I've got all the grace you need, all the empowering presence you need for your calling. It's all waiting for you. Don't leave any of it behind. Don't squander any of it. Don't forfeit the grace that could be yours. Right? From the book of Jonah, right? Don't forfeit the grace that could be yours. And so when I think about what God shared last night then with me in my dream, and I'm hearing this, I believe in God the Father, I believe Christ his Son, I believe in the Holy Spirit, blessed three in one, I believe in the resurrection, and all these, the song was going through my head, you know, and everything. And it's like, yes, I believe that, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it, I believe it. Okay, then walk it out, walk it out, walk it out, walk it out. I look at this word shared this morning in the tongue. He's coming soon. I'm coming. Come home. I want people to come home. There's room for everyone. What do we do with that? Do we believe it? First of all, I have to ask ourselves, do we believe that? Do we believe? Okay, then what do we do? Because believing isn't enough. Right? James chapter 2. You show me your faith by what you say? No, I'm going to show you my faith by what I do. Faith without works is dead. It's useless. Believing on its own is useless. In that, let me explain that, because that can be taken the wrong way. True faith will do. You show what you believe by what you do. So it's not that we earn our salvation. I don't want to go down that road, because that's absolutely, some people have that, and it's like, no. But saving faith will do. If your faith does not do, you don't have faith. That's what I see Scripture teaching. I was really meditating on this, little side, and then I'll get back. But I was meditating on the fact that we are all destined to be like Christ. Romans chapter 8 talks about we are predestined to be like Christ. Those who are chosen are predestined to be like Christ. Those who are followers of Jesus are destined to look like Jesus. Therefore, if we are not looking more and more like Jesus, I think it's proper to question, do I really know him at all? Because if it's the destiny of someone who knows him to be like him, and I'm not becoming like him, then do I really know him? You understand? Because true knowledge of God will change us. Now, we can all be changed more. Please don't allow Satan to take a word like that and beat you over the head with it, because we all need to be changed more and more. We need from glory to glory, from glory to glory to glory. Like, God is changing us. He's not done with us. There's always more, okay? But has God changed you? And I don't know everyone in this room, but the people I do know, God has changed you. Let me just speak that out. I've seen change. I've seen God ministering. I have seen God changing us from glory to glory, moving closer to Him, becoming more and more like Him. It's a living faith. It's an active faith. It's a life-changing faith, all for His glory, right? And what I hear God saying to us recently, and with this too, more. I've got more for you. I believe. Okay, if you believe, let's walk it out then. First of all, let's know how to, not know how, it's not about defending it so much, but let's understand that our beliefs are founded in the Word of God. Okay, so for instance, with healing, is healing biblical? Is it not, is it a part of our tradition, or is it a part of our background, or is it part of this or that, or my favorite speaker on WDCX, does he believe it or whatever? That doesn't matter, okay? Doesn't matter. Is it biblical? Okay, then walk it out. So I believe this. This is why I believe it. I see it in the Word of God, and now I'm going to walk it out. I'm going to try. When my child gets sick, I'm going to pray for their healing. We're also going to go to the doctor. Please understand that. Praise God. Like, I think about, John was explaining the other week sometime, the laser, the 24 lasers, was it, or something like that? 28? Pointed at this one spot, and yeah, like Jeremy's head had to be, you know, clamped to the table so that it doesn't move, because lasers, okay, right? You know? And it's like, but I think about that, it blows my mind. Like, praise God that we have such an understanding of the human body, that doctors can go in with lasers and cauterize what needs to be cauterized, right? That's amazing. It's just, wow, incredible. So I'm not saying we don't go to doctors. I praise God for the medicine. I praise God for the understanding of all those things. But do we go to the Lord in prayer? When we're sick, do we go to the Lord in prayer? Jesse just got his wisdom teeth taken out. Up until he went in, I was like, Lord, I pray that you'd take them out. Why not? I mean, why not? Lord, I pray that you would take them out. I pray that you would take care of what needs to be taken care of in his mouth. Pray that you would heal him. Bring that healing. Why not? Our Lord heals. Now, if not, praise you for the dentist. Praise you for the surgeon. Praise you for all that. Praise you for anesthetic. Praise you for the Tylenol 3s even, you know, kind of thing. And the pain medication. Thank you. Thank you that we live in a day and age where you don't just have to hold the person down and then whatever happens. I was praying for healing. He has knee surgery coming up. I pray that piece would just be gone and that the doctors would know it before they go exploring. I pray for others. We're praying for Josh and Candace today. I pray. We prayed over her birthing process, right? I pray that, and God gave words. I still remember the words that were given that just joy would burst forth. I pray that today would be a day of joy for them. I pray for safety, and I pray for the health of the baby and all of this. Do we believe it? Do we believe that God answers prayer? First of all, is a belief like that founded in Scripture? Yeah, I do believe it is. I think that's very clear. Okay, then let's live it out. We walk it out. We walk it out. We walk it out. And when God shares something with us, and I know that he does, as you're sharing with me, I'm just amazed at what God shares with us, right? And God is sharing stuff about your life to you. that is specific to you that you need to hear today, and he'll share stuff with you tomorrow that you need to hear tomorrow. Okay, great. Are you receiving it? Are you believing it, first of all? Is it founded in the Word of God where you can confidently say, yeah, that's God? And then the final question is, are you going to walk it out then? Are you going to walk it out? Or is God going to weep over us because we miss things? And it's not so much miss, that's the wrong word. Is God weeping over us because, yeah, Lord, I know you've said that to me, and I know I still haven't started walking that out. And he's like, I have so much for you. I have so much for you that's beyond your, I love Ephesians, right? Beyond what you could ever ask or imagine, I have so much for you. So much that I want to give you, so much that I want to pour out on you. And I've talked to you about these things. Are you walking them out? May we be filled with courage. May we be filled with boldness. Someone shared with me the other day, I forget who, so forgive me, but someone shared with me that when God shows up, how often he says, don't be afraid. Over and over and over again, he shows up and says, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to walk out what God has shown you. And then another word that came to me as I was meditating on that part is don't be cowardly. And I know that's a hard one. The don't be afraid we can accept. The don't be cowardly is a little bit, that's a little personal. Is that founded in the Word? Yeah. I look at Revelation. Near the end of the Revelation, there's a list given of people who are cast outside the city of God. And the sexually immoral, and the adulterer, and the idolater, and the liar, and the thief, and all these things. And then right in there is the cowardly. We're not meant to be cowards. We're meant to be strong and courageous. Boldly going where we've never gone before. Where we've never gone before. God's been there. God is there. And he calls us to things. Calls us to go back and pray over a homeless man. He calls us to give of our time and our energy. He wants to speak to us about our kids. He wants to speak to us about our community. He wants to speak to us about our house and our houses. He really does. He wants to speak to us about our time and our energies. He has so many plans, so many beautiful, wonderful plans for us. All for his glory. Be strong and courageous, right? Be strong and courageous. I'm sure we've all experienced this, what I'm about to share, where the Lord shares something with us. And I've had this many times in my own life, and I've had many times where someone has come to me and shared this in their life. So it starts like this. It often starts with great excitement. The Lord has shared this with me. I'm so amazed. And sometimes many times it's through the Word of God. I read this passage and I've never seen it before. Like, I know I've read it, but I just haven't seen it. And man, when I read it, I know that I need to walk that out more. And God showed me, and I'm so excited. I'm excited. You know, or sometimes it comes through just prayer time with God and the Holy Spirit speaks something to your heart, you know, about how you're supposed to be at work or what you're supposed to, maybe how you're supposed to be with your kids or how you're supposed to be with your parents or whatever, and just your attitudes or your hearts or whatever. And the Lord speaks. Sometimes it's through a dream or a vision. And it often starts, I know it started that way with me, like it starts like incredible excitement. Why? Because God just spoke. Oh my goodness. And even if it's a rebuke or a correction, I'm excited because it was God. And I know it's in the Word, so I know it's of God. But then sometimes the story goes a few months later, a few weeks later, a few months later. a few years later. Yeah, still haven't gotten around to that. I walked it out for a few weeks, and then it just kind of... God was talking to me about my attitude at work, and I for a few weeks, I started really watching my words, watching my tongue. For a few weeks, I stopped participating in those ugly jokes that my coworkers were sharing. And for a few weeks, I didn't participate, but then... When the Lord speaks, whether it's through his word or through his spirit directly to us with a word of inspiration or a picture or a vision or a dream, we need to walk those things out. Not be afraid. Walk those things out. It's not enough to just believe, and it's not enough to just celebrate that God spoke. To walk them out with boldness and with courage. And I know that everyone, well, at least the people that I know in this room, I know that everyone has had opportunity to walk things like that out and are still walking them out. And then there might also be others, and I'll let you decide for yourselves, other parts of your life. So in some areas, I know that I'm walking out and I'm still walking out what God has shown. And in other parts, it's lacking. I can think of two or three things in my life right now that God is speaking to me right now, even as I'm speaking to you. God's speaking to me. It's like, yep. I need to walk that out, don't I, Lord? I am not walking it out. I believe it. I believe it with all my heart. Oh, but I need to walk it out better. Because he's given me a real clear picture in some areas of my life that I am meandering towards rather than running towards. It's like, okay, Lord, yeah. Because believing it and celebrating it aren't enough. It's interesting with the whole realization that came into the church with Martin Luther of salvation by grace through faith. And how it's not by works. I think the enemy took advantage of that reality and that truth. And like the enemy, we know this. There's always two ditches. There's always ditches on both sides of that narrow path that we're called to walk. He just pushed a lot of the church into the other ditch. And where it's all about belief, just head knowledge and mental assent and there is still a doing that needs to happen, needs to occur. But a doing because of his grace that has been poured out on us. A doing because of who he is and what he's done in us. A doing, a walking out, a choosing. Right? That last song that we sang, I wrote down this line from it. Demands my soul, my life, my all. Just in case you're wondering, how much, Lord? Or all. How often, Lord, do I have to follow your ways? Always. And that's where, again, I'm so glad for last week's correction and rebuke to me from the Lord. I've shared before, I know there are many things in my life that God hasn't spoken to me about yet. Because if he would talk to me about everything, I'd be overwhelmed. And I would just, you know, crawl up in a corner in the fetal position and cry, I'm sure. It's like, I can't handle it, Lord. All the stuff that needs to change in me. Oh, just come again, Lord, I'll be in the corner, right? So he talks to us. He shares with us like a loving father, like a wise father. He shares with us what we need to know when we need to know it. He'll talk to us today about something, and he's got something a few weeks from now, a few months from now, a few years from now that he's going to talk to me about that I'm not ready for yet. But when he speaks, it means we're ready for it, and we're now responsible for it. When he speaks, can I put it this way? When he speaks, he expects us to listen. When he speaks, he expects us to follow. And he has given us everything we need in order to follow. It's not like we're left on our own. No, I've provided you everything you need. My grace is sufficient. My grace will get you there. My grace will do it. My empowering presence, I will do it in you if you allow me, if you let me, if you just follow. So if God has spoken to us about it, whatever it is, he expects us to listen and he expects us to follow. How much? All in. He demands my soul, my life, my all. And I praise God that he does. Because he's always drawing us towards life. I'm going to end with that. And then I'll open up for questions. Understand that everything God speaks to us about, he's drawing us towards life, towards himself. He is drawing others towards himself. For those of us who are already saved and believe and have experienced God, he is drawing us further and further into life, wants to pour more and more of himself out on us, wants to give us more, wants to reveal more of his character and his heart. And yeah, sometimes it's through hard times, but it's himself. And so as we say yes, we'll see him more, we'll hear him more, we'll understand more, we'll be filled with more and more life. For those who don't yet believe, he's drawing them towards himself. For them to cross over from death to life, to remove shackles, right? To rescue us, to welcome the prodigal home. And as we give all, we will enter into life with all that we are. Yeah. Are there any questions or comments on any of this?
Said, but it is scripture.
Yeah, amen.
Hebrews 12, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. Ye have not resisted unto blood, striving against sin, and ye have forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as unto children. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father chasteneth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then ye are bastards and not sons. Furthermore, we have had fathers of our flesh, which corrected us, and we gave them reverence. Shall we not much rather be in subjection unto the Father of spirits and live? For they verily are a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Now no chastising for the present seemeth to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward it yieldeth the peaceable fruit of righteousness unto them which are exercised thereby. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. See that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth. But now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And this word, yet once more, signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken, as of things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace, whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for our God is a consuming fire.
Skipped over a few verses there. One of the verses that you skipped over is one of my favorites in Hebrews. And I think it really sums up the whole purpose that God does this in our lives. And it's verse 14, make every effort to live in peace with all men and to be holy. Without holiness, no one will see the Lord. And all these things that he is calling us towards, in that verse that you just read about, He shakes everything that can be shaken so that what cannot be shaken will remain. It's all to free us from all the unholiness that we hang on to. And what's the purpose of that? What's the unto? So that we can see him. Where I am, I want you to be, he says to us. I want to have fellowship with you. And it's that relationship, right? So as we walk out what he calls us to walk out, not only is the world around us blessed, you know, so when we pray for healing, people are blessed. Even when they're not healed, they're like, well, why did you do that? Because Jesus, he loves you. I love him and he loves you. And that's why. Not only is the world around us blessed, but we're blessed because we become people who are more and more able to see him. Good. Anyone else? Any comments or questions? All right, then, some homework. I haven't done this for a while. Some homework. What has the Lord been talking to you about? Not just recently. If it's recently, that's fine. But I mean, if you need to go back years, what has the Lord talked to you about from this day backwards in your life that you're not walking out? Okay? You get a pen and paper. Just for yourself, you and the Lord, just so you can see it. So you can see it with your eyes. What has the Lord talked to you about that you're not walking out right now? Write that down. And it's this commitment of, Lord, I want to walk this out. I've got a thing or two that I know I'm going to write down. I'm committed to walking this out. According to the grace that you give me, I'm going to walk this out. And then second piece of homework, which is just ongoing for the rest of your lives, so you know, get in the Word. May we become more and more a people who knows what he says. We know what he says. Because there are things that he lays out very clearly that are not up for interpretation. And there are stuff, there are many things in the Bible that we're like, man, I'm not sure exactly what that means. And, oh, I got to study that more, and I'm a little confused. There's a lot of stuff like that, Okay, I understand that. But there's a lot of stuff that isn't like that. There are a lot of things very clearly laid out in Scripture. And may we then commit to walking those things out. Again, according to His grace, understanding that we can't do it on our own. But I love Hebrews, so another favorite. And chapter 12 is probably my favorite chapter in Hebrews too. Author and perfecter of my faith. I love that. He who began a good work in you will carry it on to completion, it says elsewhere. I love, quote unquote, reminding God of that. I don't have to remind Him of anything, I understand. But I love declaring back to Him, Lord, I see that You've started this work in me, and I praise You that You're going to complete it. I have no idea how, and in my own flesh, it's impossible, but I often say this, God, You can do it. And I cheer Him on as He works in me. Okay? He will do it. So may we walk out those things that God has called us to. May we be faithful in them. Lord God, I thank You for Your word. I thank You for Your Spirit who lives in us. And Your word that is right in front of us. I thank You that we can read Your word in our own language. And we have an abundance. We have such an abundance in the English language especially. And those whose first language is German. I know that Henry loves reading Your word in German, Lord. And I praise You for that. I praise You for that. I praise You for all the translations and the study aids and the teachers that have gone before us and all of that. I praise You. And I pray that we would be students of Your word, knowing what You say to us. Thank You for Your word. Again, thank You for Your Spirit who lives in us and how You speak to us about specific things that are in our lives that You need to bring up and You need to speak to us about. Thank You. Thank You that You are intimately involved in our lives. And Lord, I pray for courage and I pray for resolution in our hearts. I pray for the strength that we will need to walk these things out. I pray against fear. I pray against timidity, Lord, and I pray for a spirit of boldness, Your bold spirit in us, Your courageous spirit in us, Your strong spirit in us to spur us on to walk out those things that we are called to walk out. To not be lazy in them, to not be neglectful, but to boldly walk them out. With all courage and all for Your glory. Thank You, Lord Jesus. We want to be people who declare our beliefs in word and also in action. We love You. And pray these things in Your name. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Blessings.